Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with a golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, September the 19th, 2025. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Last Friday in summer. Autumn just around the corner. I do want to remind everybody, the Thursday, September 25th edition of Now with Scott Spears will be sponsored by the Industrial Channel. Will feature Frank Gibson of Manufacturing Career Connections. It will be a full 2 hours, 2 hour program with Frank, and you are invited to call in the second hour with questions for Frank about workforce development and business development. That will be September 25th for 2 hours, and again, that program is sponsored by the Industrial Channel, and we thank them for that. The guest, Frank Gibson. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If anything's on your mind, we were talking about the coverage from the Little Brown Jug yesterday, which started about 5:15 and went till about 8 o'clock last night. Had a lot of great guests on that program. Matt has not shown up this morning, so when he gets here, hopefully he can fill us in on his thoughts about that whole situation. But the phone lines are open here. Did anybody else hear the Brown Jug broadcast last night and feel that the sound quality was good? You know, that's all you really worry about. Was the sound quality good? Could you hear all the guests? Could you hear Roger? Could you hear Jason? Could you hear Mary Ellen? Could you hear Matt? Could you hear me? That's really what it's all about. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you've got any thoughts about the Little Brown Jug coverage that we did yesterday, in which the great Roger Houston hung it up as the announcer after 57 years for the big jug race. You know, all things come to an end, I guess is the best way to put it. 740-383-9944. Well, we had a big conversation yesterday. The big conversation on the show yesterday was all about Jimmy Kimmel. And boy, that news just continues to come out. Jimmy Kimmel has been suspended by the ABC television network. And it's all about comments he made on Monday, September the 15th. Here's the comment that got the man suspended. We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. So that's the comment that got him suspended. Now, again, here's the problem with this. Brendan Carr, who is the chairman of the FCC, on Wednesday said this: we can do this the easy way or the hard way. There's calls for Kimmel to be fired. I think you could certainly see a path forward for suspension over this. Now, President Donald Trump, who had attended a state dinner earlier Wednesday evening, took to Truth Social at 1 a.m. in the UK, writing, "Great news for America. The ratings challenge Jimmy Kimmel show is canceled. Congratulations to ABC for finally having the courage to do what had to be done. Kimmel has zero talent and worse ratings than even Colbert, if that's possible." He added, "That leaves Jimmy and Seth, two total losers on fake news NBC. Their ratings are also horrible. Do it, NBC. President DJT." Okay, here's the problem. And I don't know if I elucidated this yesterday or not. But here's the problem. Okay, I have never seen in my life a full episode of the Jimmy Kimmel Show. I've never stayed up to watch it. I've never seen a full episode. I've seen clips. I know he's there. We've probably done news stories on it. But really, that's about it. Beyond that, I have no idea about Jimmy Kimmel. So, this is not coming from a fan perspective. But the problem is here, is that it doesn't seem as if the sponsors were mad at him. It doesn't seem as if his network was mad at him. It seems as if the FCC was mad at him. And here's the problem. The FCC controls your licenses and that sort of thing. Approves mergers, sales of stations, things of that nature, moving of towers. And when the FCC threatens you for something that you said, here is a problem. That's a free speech issue. Now, if he broke some FCC rule, well, okay, that's their job. But usually, they fine you. That's what they do. They don't call for suspensions. Now, maybe a network would suspend somebody because they didn't like the fine they got, but that's not what happened here. Okay? And now, I really don't understand. And again, what FCC rule did he break with this comment? Remember, now here's the comment. We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. Now, what FCC rule was broken there? What would cause the head of the FCC to say, we can do this the easy way or the hard way when he was asked about it? Now, somebody explain that to me. What rule was broken? Because here's the problem with the FCC. And trust me, I've had my issues with the FCC. I will also say I've had good moments with the FCC. But I'm aware of how they operate. And one of the problems is that for years, really all they worried about was obscenities. If you said something on the air that was obscene or profane, they did not like that. And that was a rule, and they would fine you. Now, same thing with content. But other than that, that's pretty much what they were there to do. I don't know at what point they decided to start monitoring content. And content became what they were more concerned with. Content of your show. I don't understand that. I don't understand it. I don't know what Jimmy Kimmel said here that would be of any interest to the FCC. Now again, Jimmy Kimmel works for ABC and Disney, who owns ABC. So if they want to have a problem, they're certainly entitled to have a problem. But I don't know what in the world the FCC has to do with this. So maybe somebody can explain that to me. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I have heard that they want him to apologize. Somebody's saying, well, you know, apologize and maybe we'll let you back on the air. Well, you know, here's the thing. If you didn't break the rules and you didn't say anything that was that awful, then what are you apologizing for? Clearly, I don't know. As I said yesterday, if somebody was looking over my shoulder that closely and somebody had that big a problem with what I was doing, I don't think I would be doing it very long, because you'd be apologizing for everything all the time. I don't understand it. I think it's a big problem. And it certainly flies in the face of freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Now, again, the reason it flies in that is because it's a government entity getting involved when they really have no business getting involved. And that's a problem, and everybody should be worried about that, because if they'll do it here, who are they going to do it to next? And by the way, if somebody's in control who doesn't like you, when are they going to come for you? So just remember that. I think that's very important. 740-383-9944. Anybody have anything to say? 24 and a half minutes past the hour. You know, some things are just beyond me in the world. Okay, well, we're getting a comment here from one of the listeners this morning. Laura, out there listening, Trump floats pulling licenses if networks are against him. There's a whole article here. Trump floats pulling licenses if networks are against him after Jimmy Kimmel suspended. Well, doesn't that sound like a good idea? President Donald Trump on Thursday suggested that the federal government might revoke the licenses of broadcast television networks that are against him. Trump's comment came a day after ABC suspended airing the Jimmy Kimmel Live show because of comments he made. Federal Communications Commission Chairman Brendan Carr earlier on Wednesday had hinted that the broadcast license of ABC, which is a subsidiary of Disney, was at risk if they did not take action on Kimmel. Speaking on Thursday to reporters, Trump said, "I have read someplace that the networks were 97% against me, again 97% negative, and yet I won and easily all seven swing states," referring to the 2024 election. You know, I don't know. Okay. I mean, whatever you want to do and whatever you want to stand for, I guess, is the way we'll go here. But, you know, just remember, when they're coming for other people, eventually they're going to come for you. Now, there have to be consequences if you're doing something bad. But again, what was bad here? What was bad with what Jimmy Kimmel did? That's all I'm asking. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. This has got people wound up, I'll tell you that. There's certainly some wind up on this one. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, when you break for the 9 o'clock hour, I went on YouTube, and there's this B&B owner with her rant. She doesn't see why people that don't like how she's voted will come there and then leave. She says she's got to make a living. And this place is out in the country, and they showed her place. Well, she's flying a great big Confederate flag, and she's got a great big sign up there about Trump. Her little pet pig has got a MAGA hat on. And she doesn't think it's right that because she showed how she voted, that people will just show up there and then leave. And she's going to make a living.
Well,
isn't that pathetic? I mean, if you got to make a living, don't put that. You can still have your right to however you vote and be proud for it. But that's why a lot of businesses don't get involved in politics. You know, especially chains. You know, they try not to get involved in politics.
Well,
but I just thought that was a little funny.
No, I understand. Well, you know, this is... people are allowed to express their opinions, and people are allowed to say what they want to say. That's the whole idea. Now,
and
if
you're
some
allowed to spend your money with
exactly
who you want to spend your money with.
Exactly. And that's why this Jimmy Kimmel situation is particularly odd, because I'm not sure. I have heard no reports of any sponsors dropping him. I have heard no reports of his ratings going down to the point where ABC would want to cancel him. I don't understand what happened here.
Well, when this merger goes through that they're involved in, they want it to go through. You know, and Trump could easily get involved in that and say, hey, you don't let that go through. Just like he got involved with the FCC and, you know, pressured them to do that. You know, like you said, you know, maybe things ain't hurting you now, but if you say something in the future that somebody don't like, and they can use all their power in the world to destroy you, it may be coming for you eventually.
I don't know. It's a mess. Did you happen to hear the Little Brown Jug broadcast yesterday?
No, I forgot about it.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it sounded like it was good. Michael Wine was on there.
Well, I'll tell you, and that was so exciting because it was not really expected. So the fun we had, we had never done that live, and it was a fairly, you know, it was no longer than a football game. I mean, 5:15 we were on, I think, till 8. So, I mean, it wasn't terrible. It was just a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, it was a lot quieter there yesterday than it has been, although I was told 40,000 people were there yesterday. I think because of the heat. People were really, and I think Ted mentioned this earlier, that there were a lot of tarps set up there, a lot of canopies. Well, that was because of the heat. It is normally not 85 degrees that time of the year.
Supposed to be 90 today. What's the guy that does your news?
Adam,
yeah. Adam says it's supposed to be 90 today.
Well, how about the, and by the way, I should mention that we are going to be covering, I believe, I haven't seen Matt yet, but I think we're going to be covering the River Valley Harding game tonight, which is a home game, and my understanding is, we'll go live with that at 7 o'clock tonight, but it's my understanding that Harding is 1-3 and River Valley is 2-2, and apparently River Valley is not that good this year. So,
I don't think Pleasant's very good this year either. I wonder how Elgin's doing.
Well, Pleasant's definitely got their problems for a lot of reasons, but this game tonight, I really believe, is anybody's ball game, because Harding's got the advantage that they're at home. They want to win. This is their rivalry game with River Valley. And I think, they only lost to Lima Senior by 6 points. And last week, they lost in overtime. Harding's only really been shut out in one game. And they won their first game. River Valley only beat Pleasant by a touchdown. And the two games where they played good schools, they pretty well got shut out. So I don't know that River Valley 2-2 and 3-1. This is anybody's game. And when you throw the fact in that it's going to be at Harding this year, and you'll get all the River Valley fans there, you'll get all the Harding fans there. It's going to be a real, real dogfight tonight.
Well, especially since they've lost the last 3 weeks. They should be pretty hungry for a victory tonight.
Right. Now, I believe that Matt and I will be doing that game. Now, we might come on, if people want to tune in at 6:30, we might do a little pre-show like we did before, but I know we'll definitely be on by 7 tonight for the big River Valley Harding game, and it will be definitely a smaller broadcast team, I can tell you that. It won't be four people tonight.
Just you and Matt?
At this point, I think so.
Where's Jessica at?
Jessica had to take a break because she's got something going on with her business, but she'll be back.
Oh,
you miss Jessica?
Well, yeah.
You know, I miss her too.
Point of view, she, you know, she's kind of funny on some of her points of view.
Oh, no. She's got a very... first of all, I like a female point of view. I like female voices on the air. I like her age category. I like the opinions that she gives. And, no, I do miss her. Jessica's a... like I said, I've known her for... God. Too many years to count at this point. Going back to high school, really. And...
she has some things to say, like her first date again. She wanted to...
Oh.
Go on a first date again. That was kind of common.
Or dating the guy who was, 30 years older just for his finances? Hey, here's an interesting... Where's this story? I was looking at this story yesterday, and I thought this was a very interesting story. It has nothing to do with politics, so some people will like it. Okay, before you decide to spend the rest of your life with someone... you need to have broken up at least once, says Subway Takes, which I guess is a new, well, I don't know if it's new, but it's a, you know, TikTok, internet type of thing. So they're saying if you want to have a healthy relationship, you've got to at least have broken up with that person once to see how they react to it before you tie the knot. What do you think?
I don't think that's good advice.
I don't know.
You break up with somebody, you know, and then you try later, you realize you just don't want to, you know, life ain't, you know, good after you broke up with her and want to get back.
Yeah, but you know that here, when I first heard this, I thought, well, that kind of sounds bad. But then I thought about it. And I thought, you do really see the real person when there's a breakup. Because you see kind of a phony person when you're together. You really do, because you have to coexist, and you know you're together, so you've got to lie a little bit.
And I don't like a vindictive, you know, person being vindictive when they break up either.
No, so...
That tells the real story about them, you know, whether you want to be with them.
Right, and if you really like the person, chances are you would get back together with them. I think I'm kind of for this, because you will see the real person in a breakup, because they have no reason to be nice to you anymore, and how they handle that, if they handle it well, then you can say, well, you know what, maybe I made a mistake here, maybe this is the person. But if they handle it very...
living together, you know, sometimes it's nice to live together for a little while before you get married. Because if you've never lived together and got married, now you're going home, now you're going to be living together, you're going to learn a lot of things real fast about that person.
Well, I just, and by the way, somebody, Laura's out there asking this morning, is this a natural breakup or is it a made-up? No, it's not a made-up breakup. No, it's got to be natural. It's got to happen. But what they're saying is that you should not choose to spend the rest of your life with a person until you've had a breakup with that person. And I know the common wisdom will say, well, it's never happened. Well, you know what? All things come to an end eventually. So there is going to be a moment where something like that could happen. And I think you really need to see that side of that person before you spend the rest of your life with them.
Well, when two people break up, a lot of times they immediately got to get into another relationship.
Oh, God.
They want to put it to the other and make her jealous or whatever. Well, why haven't they given in that new relationship? And then you get married to her when you really didn't think you should, just to spite the other one. You know, now you're going to go through that divorce. Hopefully you don't have no kids together. Can you really get back with the other one now?
Well, see, but that's the point. I think that's the point. If a person did that, you would see how they act and that you would not want to be with that person. So, yes, I kind of like this idea. I think this is very smart. I think you should not spend the rest of your life with... 'cause these people, I'll tell you, I saw a picture recently. And it was just basically two people hugging and kissing as the sunset went down. Now, somebody obviously was taking this, so it had to be a staged picture because it, you know, neither one of the people in the picture were taking it. And I thought, you know, you set that picture up, you took it, and you posted it on social media. I'm telling you, that relationship's in trouble, because if you've got to do that, then I know there's something wrong with you. And you know what? You got problems. And I'm sorry to say, but you do.
Sometimes your friends could do you a favor by trying to come in between you and somebody else.
I'll tell you.
Go out there and try to make, you know, make problems with your friends or in a relationship.
Well, I'll tell you something. In the social media world we live in now, this is almost like a breakup. Go on social media and post something. I'm not saying necessarily negative, but say something you don't like about your partner in front of other people and see how they handle that. See how what their reaction is, and you're going to see a whole different side of that person, and maybe it's a side you don't want to be around forever.
Well, sometimes I'm glad I'm not on social media, but I got to get a computer or a smartphone or something one of these days.
Yeah. I think you'd enjoy it. It's a nice tool to have.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll tune into the game tonight.
Yeah, I'll try.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Yes, we will be covering the big rivalry game tonight, River Valley and Harding, at Harding, and we'll go live at 7 o'clock. I don't know if we'll be on any earlier than that or not. We'll see. These are the only two games we're covering this year. Harding's home opener a couple weeks ago, and tonight the River Valley Harding game. And I hear they're both not good. So maybe it'll make for a good game. And there is a lot of rivalry there, and I'm sure the stands will be filled because both of these schools are in Marion County. So that's going to be a lot of fun. 740-383-9944. But I'm telling you, I think people should do this. I like the idea. And again, this is coming from me. Go to social media. Now, I'm not saying make up something, but there's something clearly that you dislike about the other person. And just say it. Say, you know, I'm with this person, but I really don't like this. And don't tell them that you're going to do that. See how they react to that. I bet you they don't react very well. And then you're going to see a side of them, a side of their personality that you need to see. And then you'll get a panoramic view of really how that person is. You'll see how they handle criticism. You know, there's a story that I cannot tell because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. But I heard a story before two people got married a few years ago. And when I heard the story, nothing but red flags went up in my mind. Because it said something about how one of these people dealt with criticism. Now, it was overlooked, and the people got married, but it's why I've never really believed that it's all that perfect or all that happy as it's portrayed. Because of that one incident, and it was just one incident, but it showed me how one of those people dealt with criticism. And it had to do with their partner. It wasn't even heavy-duty criticism. So, I don't know. It's very interesting. 740-383-9944. Now, last night, I don't know if people picked this up who heard our Little Brown Jug broadcast. When I was talking to Roger Houston, I think this is an interesting topic. 57 years he did the Little Brown Jug and continues to work. And he says social media criticism still bothers him. He said he made a post, and a lot of people said completely nice stuff about him. Nice, 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 you're the best, you're the greatest, you're the voice, blah, 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 blah. But one person made a comment, and he remembered the comment word for word, which was basically, why doesn't Roger Houston know when to hang it up? He's been there too long. Now, think about that. And that bothered him. And that's just social media. They didn't even say it to his face. I think that's fascinating. I mean, here is a man, 83 years old, who gets nothing but compliments. Roger Houston Day, yesterday in Ohio, presented by Mike DeWine. And this bothers him. This criticism bothers him. I don't know. You know, I am not that upset by criticism. I have to admit. I don't know why. It just doesn't bother me that way. Now, I'm a person, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, I'll do that. But if somebody else criticizes something, if I think it was good and I think it was right, I really don't put a whole lot into it. If you criticize me, something I did, and I think I was in the right, I mean, you're okay to say it, but it's not going to bother me. The things that I would think about were things that, personally, I thought I should have done differently. So those are two different things. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any thought on this? Did I say Matt? Yeah, Matt says he's about to leave at 31 minutes past the hour. So maybe he'll be here momentarily. Maybe before this hour all wraps up. So if anybody wants to join me on the toll-free line, feel free, 740-383-9944. But we did have fun at the Brown Jug, and it was fun to do a live broadcast from there. And if anybody heard the broadcast yesterday and would like to weigh in on it, please feel free. We always love to hear from our listening audience out there and also from people doing whatever they're doing. Getaway Friday, last Friday in summer. Autumn comes early next week. Although you certainly would not know it by the temperatures. 740-383-9944. You know, I was chatting with Roger after we did the interview last night when we were off the air. And he said to me, he goes, "You know, I want to say something about your interview style." He said, "You ask the most in-depth questions." Now, I don't know if that was a compliment or not. I'm not really sure yet if that was a compliment or not. We'll have to figure that out as we go down the road. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good last night when the governor was there and you asked him about Lieutenant Governor. That was kind of a little sneak in on your part with journalism. And it went fairly well. Do you think it did?
I did. You know, that was probably the newsy portion of that because I thought it was fascinating. I slipped that one journalism question in there, and I thought his answer was very telling that he did not think that Jim Tressel was going to run for governor.
That's the way I understood it. His Governor DeWine was pretty positive that he's Lieutenant Governor is satisfied right where he is. You know, I had a chance. I talked to him twice up there in Goodyear when the grandkids was in college there. And, you know, he is a he didn't know me from Adam until I told him who I was and where the grandkids they was participating up there at the school there. And he's really a likable guy and can talk very, very, very well, I think, on any subject. He's been around, you know. And being in football, that's pretty rough outfit and stuff. So, yeah, and I thought you enjoyed talking about it, too.
Yeah. No, and you know what? I also loved asking him questions like, you know, what's the secret to a long marriage with his wife standing right at the end of the table?
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I've been fortunate, some names and stuff. I always liked Ted Strickland. He's a down-to-right country boy down there in southern Ohio, down around Duck Creek. And I can relate to some of them places because I've hunted and fished down around in through there.
Well,
but I haven't heard from him. So have you heard anything and what's going on in his life?
I can't remember the last time I talked to Governor Strickland, but I know that I think he's doing okay. The last time I knew.
It's nice, though, that we was up here to Mary Allen's birthday party, and I sat beside his wife and stuff, and what a good couple. They just, all the stuff, being a governor and stuff like that, and the compliments you hear from people and their wives and stuff, isn't that great that they can live a long time together and still put up with all the stuff they have to put up with, Scott.
That's true. And you know what I can say, and this is Republican and Democrat, when you get down to the people, and I said it about Mike DeWine earlier, he's a nice guy, and I would absolutely say the same thing for Ted Strickland, a nice guy, and I would also say that for Dick Celeste.
Yeah, Richard, he's a different guy, too, you know. He perked up. I had my cousin, he's been out in Colorado for a long, long time. He was well-known there at the college, and his two boys went through the college there. And I mentioned that when I was talking to him. And, boy, he really gathers up on that. And read his book and stuff, and some of the names in there, well, my granddaughter's, some of the names that went with that. And he perked up when he saw the picture on the wall here of her. And I thought, that's funny. I read the book, and I got the granddaughter. I had the same names as the gals and stuff that he's been around, you know. But, yep, he's been a good guy. So I enjoy talking to people like that. You think that all you hear is the bad part, but if you talk to them, and people in society like that, they're just like down-to-earth people, you know?
Well, they are, and I do have to say, this is one name I always forget because he's went on to his reward and is no longer with us, but another governor that I got to interview in person and actually have dinner with at Bob Evans was Governor Jack Gilligan, and he was a very nice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're nice people. I mean, very...
Go ahead.
No, very rarely do you run into somebody who is in politics who's not a nice person. Now, it does happen, but it's certainly a rare occasion.
Well, you know, Scott, it's the people that elect them, and that's the big story. And when they get into those offices for state and any of that stuff, they have to be well liked by a certain majority or they've never made got voted into the place. Hey, have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I've been lucky enough to interview, I think it's 5 governors now in person. I've interviewed Celeste in person. No, 4 in person, 5 altogether. Interviewed Gilligan in person. He's went on to his reward, so nobody's going to do that again. Interviewed DeWine in person. Interviewed Celeste in person. Interviewed Strickland in person. And I've interviewed Taft, but I don't think Taft and I have ever been together during an interview. So interviewed 5 governors, but 4 in person. So that's not bad. Fun. See? Long, lucky career. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. And not going to get the chance to interview Voinovich because he's went on to his reward. And Governor Rhodes is no longer with us. I've never interviewed Kasich. You know, Kasich, I don't know what to say about John Kasich. I don't know. Can't say if he's friendly or not. I have never met John Kasich. When he was governor, he had a whole different thing going on. So I don't know. I think he wanted to be president, so he had a whole different attitude when he was governor of Ohio. So that's the only one. So since 1970, whatever, really the only governor who I have not had contact with is Governor Kasich. Because I've done Gilligan, I've done Celeste, I've done Taft, I've done Strickland, I've done DeWine. So the only one missing there is Kasich. And I don't know, maybe one day, who knows? 740-383-9944 if you have anything you'd like to say. 52 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday, WGH Talk Radio. And we will be covering the game tonight, Harding River Valley. River Valley 2-2 this year, Harding 3-1. And my understanding is this could be a very, very, very close game. That for people who think River Valley might walk away with this, which they have in the past, I guess, not so. They do not have a good team this year, is my understanding. Certainly not as good as they've had in the past. Well, 2-2, and they only beat Pleasant by 7, and we are quite aware of the problems that Pleasant has been having as of late. So I don't know. I don't know how that's all going to shake out. I guess we'll find out as time goes along. But if you want to weigh in, feel free, 740-383-9944. And I'm telling you, a good experiment for your life would be get online, your significant other, whatever you call them in your life, husband, wife, whatever, say something unflattering about them and see what happens. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, yeah. I just want to ask you a couple of questions. You can don't want to say anything. That's okay. But, Trestle, did it kind of put a little sour note in you and him about when you was talking to him one time, and you played it over the air. I thought, well, I told Carol, I said, I was surprised he played that. But you and him got into something like that, and he said something to you, and it was on like this. I can't paraphrase what it was for sure, but you'll know what I'm talking about. You played it before. I'd like to hear you play it again, but he said, well, you know what? You got part of it right, but you haven't got all of it right.
Yeah.
He said, for you to know and for me to tell you, you better just find out yourself. Something on that line. You remember that phrase?
Yeah. What he said was, and I remember it well, and we maybe I don't know where the clip is, but we could find it. That was the first time I'd ever interviewed him, so that probably played into it. And it was right after the scandal at Ohio State that led to his removal. And okay. I felt that I was, you know, giving him the chance to say what he wanted to about that. And I said, Coach, you know, so much has been made about this. What do you want to say about it? And he said, well, you know, the past is the past, and that's the way it goes. And I said, do you wish when you got the email, because that's what it all was about. He had lied about not being told that his players were selling merchandise. He said he didn't know, and emails proved that he did know. And I said, Coach, I said, do you wish, looking back now that it cost you your job, do you wish you had just said that you knew when they asked you the first time? And that's when he said, well, I'm not sure that you've exactly got all your facts right. And I said, well, if I don't, Coach, set me straight here. Tell me what the facts are. And he said, well, that's for me to know and for you to find out. Well, here's why I didn't like that. I didn't like that because it wasn't going to hurt him at that point. And also, I don't think he expected me to follow up. I think if you don't want to say that. But don't try that little, he was doing a little dance. But conversely, I've interviewed him two times since, and he was fine.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what I say. A lot of people, it's nice that, and I've had fun talking to people, you know, as far as celebrities and stuff like that over our times and stuff, you know, all the years we've been married and places Carol and I went. And they are different. When you meet them face-to-face and talk to them, they are. And it was when I heard that that little thing we just talked about there, it was hard that that come out of his mouth. You know, he must have been really hurt about that.
He must have been, and you know, and at the time, like I said, it did not take tremendous offense to it, because obviously I invited him back twice, and he must not have taken offense because he came back two other times, and we had fine interviews. So nothing now. I mean, I feel he's fine.
Yeah. But a lot of water over the dam.
Water over the bridge. Yeah, but I don't know what was going on that day, and I think maybe it was just too close to it. He didn't want to talk about it, and I think maybe he, you know, it's hard to admit when you're wrong. It is for everybody.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Partially you may be, but others may have been involved, and you took the rap pretty heavy. You know, that's happened a lot, too.
Yeah. Well, and I think conversely at that time, because it was right at the same time, Gordon Gee had got let go from the same university for saying something that he shouldn't have said. And when I asked Gordon Gee about it, right about that same time, I said, do you wish you hadn't said that? He said, yes, I do wish I hadn't said that. So that's the different ways that people answered questions, and I respected President Gee at the time for answering honestly.
Yeah, I've seen Woody Hayes when our son graduated from Ohio State. I've seen tears in his eyes, and I thought, well, I've heard a lot about Woody Hayes. Wouldn't you you'd have to stay a few feet back when you talk to Woody. When he'd just come all grab a chair and run you down, wouldn't he?
He was. He had a little. He had a complicated relationship with the media. But if he liked you, he was okay with you asking him hard questions because he was very friendly with Jimmy Crumb. And Jimmy Crumb could ask a hard question. I think Woody Hayes was a guy, if he knew you, it was okay. If he didn't know you, it was a problem.
Yeah. And you know, Woody, he loved his students. I mean, there was no round about it. He was in love with his students.
He was, but you know the great thing about Woody Hayes, and I won't tell the complete story again, but it's the greatest Woody Hayes story of them all, in my opinion, is when he got fired for punching the player. The first time he spoke after, he got up in front of the group because people thought he wasn't going to show up, and he said, you know what, I have a terrible temper. He says, it has been a failing of mine all throughout my life. But he said, you know, it took a man with mediocre ability and made a pretty good coach out of him. So he was aware that he had a temper, and he called it a failing.
Yeah. There was a basketball coach, too. I know you're going to go on a break here, but my dad, he never liked that. And I forget what college or what he was in, but he was miserable to his players and stuff. My dad, I heard him say, he said, I don't know why those players just don't, two or three of them, get him and just put him up against the wall and just tell him the way it is and don't ever let it happen. Boy, my dad never liked that coach, I'll tell you that. Can you recall that coach?
Was it Bobby Knight?
Yeah, I think that was it. Yeah. He was a rough guy, wasn't he?
He was. Now, oddly enough, before 10 seconds we break here, oddly enough, Bobby Knight was one of those guys, Indiana University, just, you know, right up the road. That is also a guy that when he came to Ohio to play, Ohio State, he was also from Ohio, he graduated from Ohio State. He also had a good relationship with Jimmy Crumb, but did not like, if he didn't know you, he was volatile with the media.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
That's good. Thanks, guys.
We're going to break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
I just made up that answer.
Then onward and upward. I like
it. I mean, you're always a little bit missed, of course, because